Hello.
Hi, is this Ravina?
Yes, this is she.
Yes, hi, ma'am. This is Natalia, the intake specialist for the Depo Provera. I'm going to go ahead and continue the intake, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And this is a recorded line once again. Thank you for following up with me with that text for the facility where you took the Depo Provera. So I have Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center, 757 Westwood Plaza, Los Angeles. That's where you got the shot, correct?
Yeah, 757.
757. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I'm just going to ask you a few more questions so we can finish the intake here. When was the date of your diagnosis for meningioma?
September 3rd, 2021.
September 3rd, 2021. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
9/15/78.
9/15/78. Okay. And do you know anyone else that was injured by the Depo Provera?
No.
No. Okay. And for the injectable contraceptive, did you use the brand name, the Depo Provera?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
Yes. It started in 2019.
Started in 2019. Okay. And when was the last time that you took it?
2021. I think it was in August.
In August of 2021. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Female. Okay. And then I have your first name. Is it Ravuna? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then I have your last name, Suell. That's S-U-E-L-L.
Yes, but it's pronounced Suell.
Suell. Suell. Okay. Thank you. Ravuna Suell. Do you have a middle initial?
Yes, L.
L. Okay. And then I have your phone number. Is this a cell phone number, the 213-349-1776?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then I have an email here. I have divagoddess00@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. At the end of the questionnaire, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. And then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
571-558057.
Okay, thank you. And then what is your full mailing address?
6812 11th Avenue, apartment 20, Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles, okay. 6812 11th Avenue. You said apartment 12?
Apartment 20, 20.
20, okay. All right, 6812 11th Avenue, apartment 20. Okay.
Yes.
And the zip code, is it 90043?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, and before the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No.
No, okay. And do you have a copy of the medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
It's in the hospital.
In the hospital, okay. But you have a way to retrieve them?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then the last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact number in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, we'll contact them so that there's no disruptions in the case. So for that, is it someone that lives with you or lives separate?
Someone that lives separate.
Lives separate, okay. And what is their relationship to you?
A sister.
sister, okay. And what is your phone number?
213-913-0108.
Okay. And what is their first and last name?
Brianna Coleman.
Brianna Coleman. Okay. Can you spell that for me?
B-R-I-A-N-A. And then Coleman. C-O-L-E-M-A-N.
C-O-L-E-M-A-N. Okay. And Brianna, that's just one N?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right, so that's it for the questionnaire. I'm going to send you over the electronic document to sign. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you'll be pretty familiar with it. It's just going to ask for a few initials, a few signatures that you can draw with your finger. So I'm going to send that over to your email and a text message. It's the same thing, whichever one's easier for you to access, you can open up. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or any concerns. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already.
Okay.
All right, let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly, and I'll send it over.
Cardina?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's me. Natalia Cardina. And while you do that, I'm going to pull up the information for the attorney so that I can send that to you.
Okay. So I'm trying to draw with my finger and it's not letting me.
Okay, let me see. I think there's also an option that you can choose one of the pre-filled signatures as long as it's your name. Do you see them?
No, it just says please sign. And then it says click on agree to use electronic records.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I see it now.
You see it? Okay, perfect.
I see it now. So it's only one signature?
I believe so, yeah. If it doesn't have another questionnaire, I think that was it. So you'll be with Ben Martin Law Group. So let me see here. Did it say you're finished?
It says, yeah. Oh.
Yep, okay. I just got the notification. So everything looks good here. You'll get another copy in your email of everything that you signed, so you have that for your record. Now, the next thing to expect, Ms. Jewell, is you'll get a call within 5 business days after the attorneys review the information. Then they'll let you know what the next steps are.
Okay.
All right. And that's it for this call today. I appreciate your patience. Thank you for letting me assist you. I'm going to send you another text message with their phone number and my direct desk line so you can save it in your contacts. If you have any questions or any concerns, you can call me back or send me a text, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. I hope you have a great rest of your night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.